Laura's Pets. We only knew of Laura's Pets during the part of her life stretching from about 1956 to her death in 1995. Laura loved all animals, another story all its own, and demonstrated this love through many actions during her life. But of all of the animals in Laura's world, she felt a special kinship with dogs and a very deep fondness for one particular breed of dog, the English Bulldog. Laura acquired her first English Bulldog puppy while staying in her mountain cottage in North Carolina. The grandchildren of Bascom Hoyle, the stonemason who constructed Laura's cottage here in Tallahassee, remembers playing with the newly arrived puppies one summer while Laura was still there. Her first puppy was named Champion Fearnaught's Ace, and his sire was the 1955 Westminster Kennel Club's champion, Kippix Fearnaught. In honor of his father, Laura's pup would be finally nicknamed by her Kip, a name he carried for the remainder of his life. We only have two pictures of Kip. The first is taken from Laura's final book, Lichgate on High Road, published in 1981. We don't know how old Kip was in this picture, but he's sitting in a special chair near the cottage's front window, and a link to the picture accompanies this audio presentation. I call the chair special somewhat humorously. When I first began as a curator, I kept stumbling over this old beaten-up wooden chair upstairs while cleaning or doing research. And by beaten up, I mean it wasn't level. You couldn't sit in it. It was missing one arm, and an array of other things was wrong with it to the point that I wondered why it was being kept and what its story was. It turned out to be Kip's chair, the one from the Tallahassee Democrat photo in Laura's book. The missing arm was intentionally removed and allowed Kip room to lounge in this chair near the front window as he grew older. The second photo comes from a book published in 1985 entitled The Book of the Bulldog. Written by Joan McDonald Brearley, there is a photograph of Kip taken during a show in 1958, listing Kip as Laura's first champion dog. A link to this photo accompanies this audio. We know that Laura had many ribbons and awards for her dogs, and proudly displayed them in a corner hutch near the back door of her cottage. Unfortunately, they have all been lost during the period of time toward the end of Laura's life when her home was vandalized. Though bulldogs were Laura's favorite breed, there was at least one other dog in Laura's life, and its story is part of the apocryphal lore of Lichgate we will explore further in the section Lore to be added later. It is well known that Laura was interested in animal welfare. She was one of the principal founders of the Leon County Humane Society, becoming its first president and purchasing its first physical location near the intersection of Old Bainbridge and Tharp Streets. This concern for animals apparently asserted itself in other ways, including the following piece of Lichgate mythology, a myth I'm still researching for validity, but it makes for a good story, so here it is. During the early 1970s, there evolved organizations such as the Animal Liberation Front, whose concern for the animals being used in research led them to break into university labs to free the poor creatures they found there. One such break-in is supposed to have occurred at Florida State University and led to the rescue of dogs being researched on there. One of these unfortunate animals was discovered on the rooftop of the lab building the next day and ended up becoming adopted by Laura, where it remained the rest of its life. Whether Laura was involved in the protest action or simply felt sorry for the foundling pup, we will never know, but what little bit I do know of Laura, it could have gone either way. She was a bit of a fighter and had little fear of public opinion. Today, when you visit Lichgate, there are two reminders of Laura Pets still visible. The first is a large pine tree lying just behind the cottage, between the back door and the window at the desk where Laura wrote her books. This pine tree likely marks Kip's grave. Evidence for this comes from one of Laura's letters to Marion, describing his burial beneath a pine she could see from her desk window. She also described how she planted English ivy on the spot, and this pine is the only spot where that ivy can be found near the cottage itself. The second visible reminder is the time-worn building lying behind the cottage near the labyrinth. This was Laura's doghouse, and it has a story all its own.